Alethea Bilek grew up in Dillingham. She's been studying abroad at a high school in Peru since August, and she was planning to stay until June. But as the coronavirus pandemic escalated, several developments changed that.
There's like no transportation coming to Tumbes, where I am right now, and there's no transportation coming into Peru from other countries. So getting back home, like, they're trying to figure out how they can get airplanes and like buses and stuff running so people can go to their home.
Alethea is doing fine. She's still staying with her host family in Tumbes. It's a city of about 100,000 people in the north of Peru, near the Ecuadorian border. Her study abroad program, the American Field Service, decided to send its participants back to their home countries soon after the World Health Organization declared coronavirus a pandemic, but at 11:59 on March 16th, Peru closed its international borders to commercial travel in and out of the country. It also enacted 15 days of mandatory quarantine. That quarantine was extended until April 12th. For thousands of Americans, that means staying put instead of returning home. Alethea's dad, Kyle, has been trying to get her back to Anchorage, where the family now lives.
Essentially, she's in Peru. She's had her bags packed for a week, and as soon as she can come home, she's ready to come home.
Part of the issue is that Tumbes, where Alethea is staying, is a 20-hour drive from the U.S. Embassy in Lima. Since Peru has halted domestic flights, getting to the Peruvian capital has been a challenge. Kyle says he's been working with the U.S. Embassy in Lima, as well as the Peruvian Embassy in Seattle and Senator Lisa Murkowski's office. But it's been hard. He's been trying to navigate travel restrictions on multiple levels of government.
You've got a nationwide quarantine. You've got no commercial flights. She's 2 days away from Lima. And we've got this bureaucratic requirement. And we're trying to clear all those hurdles.
Senator Murkowski touched on how Peru's closure is affecting Alaskans on the Senate floor last week.
We've got about 19 Alaskans that are stuck in Peru trying to get out of a country that has literally gone on lockdown. We were in long conversation yesterday with the folks at the State Department trying to figure out how to help them, how to help their families that are back home in Alaska that are calling my office every day, sometimes multiple times a day, saying, "What are you doing to help?"
In an email, a staff member said Murkowski encourages Alaskans with family members abroad to register with the State Department's Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, or STEP. AFS International, the study abroad program, did not respond to a request for comment in time for this story. In a statement on its website updated Wednesday, it said, quote, "Some students will be unable to return right now due to travel and logistical challenges. While these students wait to return to their families, AFS USA will continue to provide all support and services from staff and volunteers in the communities where students live, including insurance, until students can travel," unquote. Alethea says that in the meantime, she's doing well, and she's looking forward to getting back to Alaska.
It'll be nice to see my parents, see my siblings, my dog.
Kyle is working to make that happen. He receives daily updates from the Peruvian embassy. He says that keeping tabs on these developments is exhausting, but necessary.
You know, I don't know what kind of international political mumbo-jumbo is going on, but, you know, I just want my daughter home.
According to the Peruvian embassy, as of Wednesday afternoon, two flights made it out of Peru, and more than 1,000 Americans have been repatriated. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.